Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 11, I'll read from verse 17 to verse number 22 in this section of scripture. There's six verses here that we're going to look at this morning. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 17. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must also be heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise you the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. Now we get this section of scripture, and it, as I was preparing this lesson, it just amazing how scripture just falls in place at the right time. Next Sunday, we're celebrating Easter Sunday, the resurrection that the whole world celebrates it. Of course, we celebrate it every Sunday, the Lord's Day. But next Sunday evening, we will be observing the Lord's Supper. And it's interesting that next couple of Sundays, we're studying about the Lord's Supper. And God's timing is impeccable. All this time I've been going through 1 Corinthians little by little, and God knew exactly when we needed to be in this section of Scripture because we're going to observe the Lord's Supper next evening, Lord willing. If he comes for us, we'll observe it up in heaven. Amen, preacher. Verse number 17. I had to stop when I in my notes when it said, now in this I declare unto you, I praise you not. The word now is a very interesting word. I looked it back up over the last few chapters. Paul used this word now often in changing of a subject matter. Remember in chapter number 7, where he says, now concerning the things you wrote me concerning the marriage. Then he said, now concerning the virgins, things that, now concerning the meats that are offered to idols. He had these subject matters that he would follow. Again, changing the thought. And here we are again, changing the thought. He went from, now the meats offered to idols. We looked at that. And then we looked last week about the ladies wearing the head coverings and all. And now he's looking in a different subject. And that's why he said, now in this I declare unto you. It's kind of a change of subject matter. I declare unto you, I praise you not. Turn back to verse number 2. Interesting, he started this section. He says, I praise you, brethren, that remembering all things. And that verse in verse number 2, he said, I praise you for some things. But here in this verse, he says, in this, I praise you not. And he's going to explain to them what they were doing wrong. That you come together for the better and but for the worse. The word better, as simple-minded as I am, I looked up that word better. Now, most of y'all know what the word better means, but I just wanted to clarify it in my mind. The word better means more excellent. It's more advantageous, and the word worse means inferior or less. So what are you saying? When you come together, it's not for good things, for the better things, but it's for the less things. And he's going to explain to them when they came together. Now, that's interesting, that the word, the church was not coming together, assembling together, to worship God and to bring glory and honor to him. That's why we come together. Not to see each other. I love fellowship. I love saying hello to everybody. But that's not the purpose of our worship. Our fellowship really is Tuesday morning prayer breakfasts or other things that we come together for worship, or we have dinner on the grounds and all things of that nature. Those are real good fellowships. But Sunday morning is a time of worship. It's a time of praise. It's a time of honor to give glory to him. And that's why we ought to come together. And he told the church at Corinth, that's why you ought to be coming together for that reason. and not for the worse. And what was the worse? They were fussing and fighting. And we're going to see that in just a minute. It's interesting when we see in verse number 18. For first of all, when you come together in the church, again, I don't want to be a broken record here, but you're going to notice this coming together. He mentions it, I wrote it down somewhere, a few times in this one verse, in this one chapter. In verse number 17, in verse number 18, in verse number 20, we're going to read when you come together. And then again in verse number 33, when you come together. He's talking about that church that is assembling together in one place. This isn't the time or the place to run rabbits here and teach on a universal church, but this is, the Bible nowhere teaches of a universal church, a universal mystical body of Christ. And again, I won't get on that subject, but every time the word church is used, let me repeat it. Every time that word church is used, and it's used 118 times in our King James Bible in the New Testament, 118 times, every time it's used, it refers to a local visible assembly like the church at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. For instance, the church which is at Corinth, the church which is at Philippi, the church at Laodicea, and I go on and on. The church, you know, wherever the church is location at, it identifies that local, visible assembly of believers. Again, I'm going to get off on a tangent. Most people teach of a universal, mystical body of Christ that we're all one big church. No, the Bible nowhere teaches that whatsoever. Okay, the only invisible church I know are the members that don't show up on Sunday mornings. Kind of a sideline here. But every time the word church is referred to, every time, it refers to that local, visible assembly. Okay, and we'll get to that as we get a little bit farther along. So, first of all, that when you come together in the church, the word is ecclesia. It always means an assembly, a coming together, a group of soundly saved, scripturally baptized people who are carried out the commands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that could be two or three. Jesus said, if there's just two or three gathered together in my name, I'm in the midst of them also. So we see what the church is assembly. Okay. And then he says this, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. Now, where did he get this information? Turn back with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 at the beginning of this letter. Beginning in verse number 10. Again, he's referring back to this about the divisions that's in the church. He said, I heard about it, and I'm not there. I've been told about this, and I kind of believe it, if I can paraphrase what he's saying, even though I'm not there, because in verse number 10, it says this in chapter number 1. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you by the brethren which were of the house of Chloe. And by the way, they were not tattletales. They were just giving Paul some information. Paul, there's some real difficulties here in the church at Corinth, and we need your help, is what they were saying. By which they're told of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. And then verse number 12. Now, this I say, that every one of you saith, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, and some were super spiritual, and said, I'm of Christ. And this is what Paul is referring back in chapter number 11 here. Again, in verse number 18, he says, I hear that there's division among you, and I partly believe it.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.